So here there's a letter in the volume 5 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter 1236. And this is a letter to Rabbi Nissen Talushkin, if you remember the book, the Rebbe. That's his, what? That's his, but that's his grandfather. That's his grandfather. No, or it's his father? No, it's his father or grandfather? Wait a minute. No, his father. Maybe it's father. Your father. His father. Yeah. So this is a letter which is dated in the Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan in the year Tovshin Yud Beis. He was a great Talmud Chacham, a great Rav, very close with the Rebbe. The Rebbe, he wrote books also about mikvahs, which the Rebbe made notes to, and I mean the Rebbe commented about. So the Rebbe said, the Rebbe writes all the titles and beautiful titles. You should really read all the titles as well, but you know it's and the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. After all the beautiful titles, the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I received your letter with great pleasantness, the letter that you wrote, dated the 28th of Tishrei, in which you describe the good impact of these beautiful students had in his shul, on your shul, during Simchas Torah, the past Simchas Torah. You know, they had the students of the Lubavitch yeshivas, they would go around to all the various different shuls to help the other people celebrate the holidays. So he wrote the Rebbe that these dear students, how much good influence and the, you know, impact, the impression they left on all the people that are in the shul. And the Rebbe says, I want you to know that the thank you that these boys, this bachram, they deserve is more than you can imagine, because this is very tied down with really just following the rules, accepting the yoke, because they needed to leave the Farbrengen over here, which the Hasidim are Farbrengen with the Rebbe in Brooklyn in 770, and to go for several hours to various different synagogues and study halls, Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash, and not only to go, but to do this with joy and with happiness. It was a lot. They really wanted to be in 770 with the Rebbe. They wanted to be with the Farbrengen, and they went it. So they get the big Yashar Koach. So the Rebbe says, may it be the will that this joy of the time of our rejoicing in general, especially Simchas Torah, should extend to the entire year. It should be a happy year. And based upon this saying that is common, Simcha Peretz Geder, that joy breaks through all boundaries, all limitations, so that all the boundaries and all the limitations and all the obscurity and everything that is blocking in the life of the sons and daughters of Israel, should everything be broken through. There should be a good and sweet year, and everything that is visibly and openly good, both physically and spiritually together, with blessing. And the Rebbe gave also a booklet which details some of the Chabad activities that certainly will interest him. And it looks like from these letters of this Rebbe that maybe this was the beginning of the Rebbe's interaction with him, because later on the tied interaction went stronger and stronger. I believe that this seems to be like an opening. I'm not, no, just looking at the letter, I don't know that for a fact, but it almost seems like it warmed up that relationship to a much deeper and a much greater respect, from a mutual respect, and Rabbi Talushkin eventually, the Rebbe, and I think in the book of the Rebbe from Talushkin, he writes about the relationship of his father with the Rebbe.